Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Zane Gonzalez drilled a 51-yard field goal with 21 seconds left to give the Falcons a 27-24 win over the Rams on Monday Night Football. Los Angeles rallied back from a 21-0 halftime deficit to tie the game before that Gonzalez kick. For Atlanta, Bijan Robinson had two touchdowns, including a Falcons record 93-yard touchdown run. Elsewhere, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says he'll know more on Wednesday about Lamar Jackson's chances of playing in Sunday's AFC North deciding showdown against the Steelers. Remember, the quarterback missed Baltimore's win over the Packers last week because of a back injury. And the Broncos won't have to face Justin Herbert as they try to clinch the AFC's top seed on Sunday. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh saying he's going to give his quarterback the week off to heal up before the playoffs. Instead, it'll be Trey Lance starting. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Lowe's closeout event means the final savings of the season are here. It's your last chance to get deals on seasonal decor, tools, flooring, and so much more. Refresh your home, check off your project list, or simply stock up on the brands you trust. Shop now to grab amazing deals before they're gone. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 1-7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Ribbon-cutting ceremony for Paso Robles Aquatic Center in March. Highway 41 between Chelan and Highway 33 to remain closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the long-awaited Aquatic Center. The ceremony is scheduled for Friday, March 6th, with further details to be shared closer to the date. The Aquatic Center is a major milestone for the school district designed to support student athletics and physical education. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus said, quote, "This project has been a long time coming, and we're excited to finally share a date with our community." A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed, with the reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41, north of the Chelam Y, was closed on Sunday night from a major rock slide. The roadway was initially slated to be open at 8 a.m. on Monday, but Caltrans announced it will continue to remain closed for an unknown duration. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reeve Station as detours to get to and from the 41. CHP entering holiday enforcement period for New Year's. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's. The enforcement period will start at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 31st, and conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic laws, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for the new year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. CHP also says during the recent Christmas enforcement period, officers made a total of 297 DUI arrests. Before counting down to the new year, CHP advises everyone to plan ahead, designate a sober driver, use a rideshare service or public transportation, and report drunk drivers by calling 911. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is currently hiring for several positions to help support the organization's continued growth. Positions are open for administrative assistant, marketing, membership sales, and a part-time visitor center associate. These positions offer an opportunity to work at the heart of the Paso Robles and Templeton business community. Interim CEO of the Chamber, Robert Covarrubias, said, quote, "Each role plays an important part in advancing our mission and strengthening connections throughout our community." Additionally, the deadline for nominating Roblin of the Year and Beautification of the Year is fast approaching. For more information, you can go to PasoRoblesChamber.com. Here are some more laws that are going into effect for California in 2026. SB 1053 bans single-use plastic bags. Starting January 1st, consumers will have to buy a bag of recycled paper or use their own reusable bags. SB 576 will prohibit streaming services from playing commercials and advertisements with a louder volume than the show or movie being watched. This will go into effect in July. AB 867 will completely ban the practice of declawing a cat. Removing the cat's toe bone will only be allowed for medical reasons such as an infection, disease, or injury. SB 942 or the AI Transparency Act will require covered providers to make an AI detection tool at no cost to the user and to mark AI-generated content created by the provider's AI system. Covered provider is defined as a person that creates, codes, or otherwise produces a generative AI system with over 1 million monthly visitors or users. Implementation will take place August 2026. And here are some of the new traffic laws going into effect in 2026 provided by CHP. AB 586 classifies off-highway electric motorcycles as an off-highway motor vehicle subject to the same rules and regulations. An e-motorcycle is defined as a vehicle designed for primarily off-highway use, powered by an electric motor, and is not equipped with manufacturer-provided pedals. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Falcons beat the Rams 27-24. On Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. And a triple header for KPRL on Sunday, January 4th. We'll have the Cowboys and Giants, the Raiders and Chiefs, then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Nets 120-107, the Thunder over the Hawks 140-129, the Trailblazers beat the Mavericks 125-122, the Cavaliers over the Spurs 113-101, Knicks beat the Pelicans 130-125. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons, the Kings will go against the Clippers, the Celtics will face the Jazz, the 76ers will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Gas prices dropping by 30 cents here over the past month following a national trend. Back to Tom with Gas Buddy, since demand has been slower.
As we get into warmer weather, eventually we'll start transitioning back to cleaner, more expensive blends of gasoline for the summer. Not only that, but refinery maintenance, which starts in late winter, will reduce supply.
Prices in California averaging $4.27 a gallon, 44 cents higher than the national average. A 33-year-old woman now charged in a hit-and-run incident in Manhattan Beach back in May that killed an 18-year-old. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman hoping Braun Levy's death prompts lawmakers to pass tougher restrictions on repeat DUI offenders like Jania Rechabelt.
We are now going to take this battle into the streets against these people up to Sacramento.
Belt has a prior history of drunk driving, facing 15 years to life if convicted. Singer David likely to face murder charges now for the death of 14-year-old Celeste Rebus. A grand jury hearing the case. Jeff Scott, California News.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A new federal law that revises what qualifies as legal hemp has California growers, regulators, and other stakeholders assessing what impact the changes could have on the fledgling industry. Signed into law in November as part of a broader spending package to reopen the federal government, H.R. 5371 narrows the federal definition of hemp by imposing strict limits on intoxicating hemp products. The new law, which takes effect November 2026, adopts a total Delta 9 or THC limit of 0.3%. A threshold so low that hemp advocates say the new federal limits could criminalize hemp with trace amounts of THC that naturally occur in the plant but are not strong enough to be intoxicating. The trade group U.S. Hemp Roundtable has asked the federal government for more time to meet with hemp stakeholders to talk about robust regulation of industrial hemp rather than a product ban. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-John's in Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tonight with about a 70% chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a half inch of rain, highs in the low 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies continuing to Tuesday next week. 80% chance of rain on Thursday, 60% on Friday and early Saturday, 40% chance on Sunday and Monday, and a 50% chance on Tuesday. Low 60s Thursday, continuing into Friday, the weekend, and Monday next week, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K-John's in Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January something is new and exciting happening at K-John's. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index, tracking 20 of the nation's largest metro areas, shows home price increases continued to slow in October, up 1.3% year-over-year, down from 1.4% in September. It was the ninth straight month of a cool down and the most tepid pace in more than 2 years. This has elevated mortgage rates, curbed demand. Chicago now leads all major markets with a 5.8% annual price gain, followed by New York and Cleveland. Tampa home prices are down 4.2% year over year, the steepest drop among the 20 major cities. Nationally, home prices increased 1.4% in the same period, the weakest performance since mid-2023. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Marianne Tardif, and I'm just like you, concerned about the dangers of using the internet. Are you thinking about online estate planning? It seems easy. Just fill out some forms, click submit, and you're done. But here's what those websites don't tell you. If your documents aren't done correctly, there's no recourse and no one to help you fix it. And all your personal and financial information is exposed. An online legal assistant doesn't know you, your family, or your unique situation. They're not there to follow up, and they certainly won't be around when your family needs help the most. It's a one-and-done transaction, leaving your loved ones to deal with the fallout if anything goes wrong. I'm Marianne Tardif. Give me a call at 805-451-6683 or matesq@me.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number number two business.
All righty, this could be your last night for the Critter Creek Ranch Frontier Fantasy Christmas light display. It all depends on the wet stuff. That's the rain. Anyway, try to enjoy it if you can. Tonight might be the final night. 5 till 9, it is out there on La Ponza Road, 3897. That's Creston, 3.5 miles south of Highway 41. And again, this has all been made possible through the help of these fine sponsors, Roar Hay and Feed, Slow Camp and Pack, and John Whitford Communications. Do enjoy and thank them for the efforts.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Although it helped, as we shall see today, it wasn't always the fanciest dressed or the most disciplined military units that won military battles. Born in Kentucky, Alexander W. Donovan went to college to be a lawyer, later practicing in Missouri. But the courtroom wasn't enough excitement for Alexander. When the war broke out with Mexico in 1846, the first Missouri Mounted Volunteers were formed, and Alexander was voted their colonel. The Missouri Volunteers were a ragtag group of men who looked more like tramps than spit-and-polished soldiers. And Alexander wasn't a strict disciplinarian as an officer, but Donovan's Thousand, as they were known, were impressive in battle. In December of 1846, Alexander assisted General Wool in his invasion of the Mexican state of Chihuahua. On their way to Chihuahua, Alexander and his men ran into a force of 1,200 Mexican soldiers just outside of El Paso. Although outnumbered more than 2-1, they took on the Mexican forces and on December 27 occupied El Paso. Continuing on to Chihuahua, Alexander discovered General Wool had retreated. Alexander proceeded to attack Chihuahua unassisted. This time he was outnumbered 4-1, but once again, they quickly overcame their opponent. Within 6 months, Alexander and his men reached the Gulf Coast. At the coast, they were picked up by boat, where they returned to Missouri and their normal occupations. Within a few months, U.S. troops occupied Mexico City, and the war was over. Although the professional military got the credit for the victory, were it not for ragtag volunteers like Donovan's Thousand, it surely wouldn't have happened when it did. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
At As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Most business owners agree 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Here are some more laws going into effect for California in 2026. SB 1053 bans single-use plastic bags. Starting January 1st, consumers will have to buy a bag of recycled paper or use their own reusable bags. SB 576 will prohibit streaming services from playing commercials and advertisements with a louder volume than the show or movie being watched. SB 942, or the AI Transparency Act, will require covered providers to make an AI detection tool at no cost to their user and to mark AI-generated content created by their system. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Russia claims to have shot down 91 drones launched by Ukraine towards one of President Putin's homes. Ukraine's President Zelensky calls it another Russian lie and says there was no attack. He tells Fox's Brett Baer Ukraine cannot survive the war without U.S. support.
Without American support, we can't defend this guy.
Leaders from Europe and Canada have met virtually today to discuss Ukraine-Russia peace efforts. And much of the Great Lakes region will start the new year with a lot of snow on the ground.
In Upper Michigan, people are being urged to stay home from over 2 feet of snow, with tens of thousands in Michigan without power.
I mean, it's cold out here just standing here.
He's in Cleveland. Lake effect snow, bitter cold, and wind warnings prompting a state of emergency in New York State.
That is Fox's Jeff Manasso reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. 238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Okay, things have changed a little bit. 33% chance of showers this morning with overcast skies during the remainder of the day, so clouds upper 50s. Cloudy with periods of rain maybe later tonight, about a 65% chance. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. 96% chance of rain on your New Year's Eve. And high should be in the low to mid-50s. And then for New Year's Day, about a 90% chance of rain, low 60s, and we'll have rain anywhere from a 50 to 65% chance. Let's see here. Friday through, well, a week from today, all in the low 60s. So today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go. 7:13 a.m., 4:59 p.m., and we're now at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay. Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters? No, Barry will be back next week to start the new year. And I've got a couple of specials, and as I've said two previous times this morning, 500% better than the piece of stuff I put on yesterday. That's my bad. I missed
by many miles on that one. So it's going to be the history of the White House and also the expanding powers of the president. So enjoy that following Chris's noon news. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. You can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition.
Shoulder there for me to cry on, and the hours alone that I'm without you, all I ever do is think about you. No one knows that you're so understanding, even though my love is so demanding. Every time you look at me, then you know we both agree that the world will love for me. I couldn't live without
the morning.
All righty, I got a text in, and it says, ice is currently in your neck of the woods, North Spring Street. Okay. My question would be, what took them so long? let's see here. Another trivia. Good morning, Chris and Kevin and Chris. I've been listening to KPRL for over 30 minutes. I've won the trivia contest a few times. I can't believe I tried to today and answered in a questioning tone. In my defense, I called before my first cup of coffee. Well, that's too bad. Huh. Imagine that. Called before his first. Well, even if you answered the question in a questioning tone, didn't matter if you had three cups of coffee. Depending on what kind of mood I'm in, you would not have won. Anyway, try again. That's trivia you'll have, let me see, tomorrow and then Friday, of course. All right. Anything else that may be on your mind, you know how it's supposed to go. Again, New Year's resolutions, the big things people talk about. And we have Quitter's Day, which is the second Friday in January. Let's see here, to lose weight, visit the Grand Canyon. Learn how to throw a boomerang. Chris, did you ever throw a boomerang?
I think I tried once or twice as a kid. It never quite came back to me, though.
Okay. Those were kind of big, and I don't, maybe when my brother was little, I don't know. I think I tried a couple of times, and like you, it didn't fare well. I didn't break anything. I know that. That's good.
Well, I was in an open field, so me neither. But similarly to a yo-yo, because it didn't come back to me, I assumed that it was just a dud and gave up on it.
So you only tried the yo-yo once?
Once or twice, yeah. Okay. Never got it to come back up.
Well, the yo-yos used to be pretty popular, and I can remember the commercials, and I don't know if you've ever seen some of those old commercials, you know, try and sell them, and they'd have these, you know, for the commercial, these people doing these marvelous things with the yo-yo.
Oh, yeah. We actually, I think one time in elementary school had, I assume, a professional yo-yo user. It was a part of some fundraiser, but, you know, he did all kinds of, like, weird tricks and stuff like that. Made it look like a rocket ship. Made it look like he was taking a dog out for a walk by spinning in front of him and walking forward. All kinds of stuff.
Right. That one, I remember, was called Walking the Dog.
Yeah.
It was pretty simple. So it looked easy. They made it look easy.
Yeah. Like, oh, maybe the problem is not me. I just have a bad yo-yo. If I get one of those yo-yos, then I can do that.
Well, what's the one called, you know, when they'd flip it out and bring it back real fast?
I don't know.
But did they do that one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But
are you talking about, wait, are you talking about, like, they flip it out in front of them? Like, it goes, they flip their palm out and just goes straight in front of them, then it comes right back?
Yeah, it comes flying back at them.
I don't know the name of that trick, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and, it, you know, the strings, you know, they came right back where they wanted to and stuff. So, yeah, the yo-yo, even back in the day, let's see here, what we think is roller skates now, they were pretty, well, because of the times. I'm not going to say they were bad, but they were just roller skates. They were just, I think they were metal. And so, you know, it was a pretty rough ride because now they have shocks on them and the wheels are made of something, and it's pretty smooth riding for the most part. But what we would do, well, my sister would, and I don't know how this came about, but anyway, she would take off the skates and then she'd put a board on it. And then we'd have a skateboard, not just roller skates. And we'd go down this hill. And, you know, usually crash or something like that. And she got a big thrill out of it. But, yeah, those. And again, it's because of the times you live. So it wasn't like, it didn't mean you were poor or anything like that. It's just that, you know, all the stuff that we see now, they weren't around. So you you adopted or adapted into the way. Anyway, let's see here. Let's see here. Other things, to get over my fear of heights. That's a resolution that's on this list here. I don't know if you can do that. You don't have a fear of heights, do you?
Well, sort of. Yeah, I don't think it's easy to get rid of your fear of heights, but I think you can start doing things in spite of your fear of heights is probably the best you can do.
All right, so... Do you, an amusement park, would you go on those real wild wide rides that take you up high and flip you around and come down the roller coaster 80 miles an hour?
Roller coasters I have no problem with. We've been over this one before, but I did not like the Superman ride at Six Flags Magic Mountain where you go like straight up and then straight back down backwards. That I couldn't do. But most other roller coaster rides, you know, I'm scared of heights, but I still go on them despite that.
Okay, do you think... you'd be able to go to the top of the Empire State Building in the observation tower and look down?
Yes, because I know it's not as tall, but I went to the top of the Space Needle and looked straight down. And at the end of the day, they're both going to kill me. Like, you know, if I fall, they're both heights that are going to kill me. So if I can do one, I can do the other.
I couldn't do it. Not now. I mean, when I was a kid, we did the Empire State Building, and we went when Brian was younger. We went back and did that, and now I can't do it. I was staying, when I was in Maryland, I stayed in the waterfront. And so, you know, you got the waterfront. I was on floor number 19. I had to look straight out the window. I could not look down because it's hard to explain that experience. And again, you're talking to somebody that used to do backflips off high diving boards and everything like that. I simply can't do it anymore, and I don't want to. I just look straight, almost like I'm frozen, that I'm looking straight ahead. I don't want to look down. I feel kind of ridiculous because I'm in this room all by myself, and I'm looking straight ahead. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. Hey, I'll tell you some heights. Would you jump off of 2.5 floors and have your friends catch you in a life net?
Depends on the friends.
Well, in this case, it was your other classmates.
No.
If you wanted to graduate from the tower. And then we had a 50-foot ladder, and it took 6 guys to carry the ladder, and then it took 8 people hold this ladder straight up. It was called the auditorium raise.
Well,
you climb up the top, lock your legs in, you're 50 foot in the air, it's sticking straight up, and then you have to put your arms out and swing back and forth and wave to the captains down below, and then while you're climbing down one side, the next guy's climbing up the other side.
Well, it depends. Well, I couldn't do it now, but if I was younger, in my 20s, I'd probably be, you know, say, okay, you know, this is game, this is fun, let's do it.
Man, it was, yeah, it's pretty amazing. We started, you would throw a 24-foot straight ladder to the side of this cement building. It was a training tower, it was 7 floors high. Then there's a steel ladder that's connected to the side of the building, so you would switch from the wooden ladder and climb straight up the steel ladder to get to the top, get on the roof, and then you'd run down the fire escape 2 floors down, and then you'd go down an aerial ladder that was hooked to the fire escape, and your whole class had to do that. And we started off, it took so long. By the time so many months went by. We were pretty quick at that. And you did that in the night. They'd wake you up at night, throw on your turnouts, go outside, do up and over, come back, line up, then go to bed.
Hmm. Well, as they say, Greg, the famous G. Gordon, the famous guy who flew over the LAX years ago in the lawn chair with the weather balloons and a six-pack of beer. They asked him why. He says, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Exactly. We had a guy that would walk on parapets on buildings on his hands. I said, you got to be kidding me. And when we had another guy that was family was like a circus family, he would do a handstand on the aerial ladder and then fall off into the airbag. I'm like, oh my God. That's past the...
I know. Again, when I look back at the height thing, I'm thinking, you know what? We used to ski off frozen roofs and plop off the roof of the houses into a snow pile that was put together from the snowplow coming into the parking lots. And these were condos. They were two-story condos, and we were able to get up on the roof. And because the snow or it was almost ice, we could slide off them and go into this big pile. And I don't know how, it was two stories, so I don't know how high that was. But again, now, no way.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Hey, so it's been almost a year. It was January 7th last year when the Palisades fires ignited. And I don't know if anybody's listening to these different stories, and now, it's come out over the investigations that the state stopped the fire department from putting out a fire a few days before and wouldn't let them make a fire break and overhaul the area because of a protected shrub
mm-hmm.
called some kind of milk vetch. And that's what ignited and started the fire in the Santa Ana. So what responsibility does the state and Greasy Newsom and these other clowns like the mayor, Largemouth Bass, every time you do something or PG&E does something and you're a contributing factor, you're the guy that's in trouble. Well, they were not only the contributing factor, they were the main factor.
Well, Greg, we talked about this last hour, and we have in the past, of who's being held accountable, and the answer is nobody.
This needs to be like a drum that's beat every day. What? This guy wants to be president. Karen Bass. Did you hear this newest stuff about she's bad-mouthing Hispanic heritage people for joining Border Patrol or ICE?
Yeah, I saw that last night on Fox News. And again, I don't know where the community is lambasting her for it. I mean, if you want to get into it, I don't like using the word, but isn't that racist?
Well, I could tell you all about the hiring practices of the city of L.A. for the police and fire. And so I don't know where she comes off thinking that certain people. So can anybody of any origin or color be hired for a position and then go to that area and arrest the people in that area? Would they feel bad? Are they doing a job? Why did you hire them? If we couldn't even get people to volunteer, we had to go out and get them, and they couldn't pass the test because that was the minority recruitment for the city of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got people that want a job, that can speak different languages and do stuff, and you want to badmouth them.
Well, so let me ask you this question. What do you think of that hire in New York of that EMT becoming the fire captain?
Oh, the commissioner. They got kind of a weird system over there. The commissioner. I don't think the commissioner, if I'm correct, ever... That person, I don't know what they could do at a fire. I don't know if they could carry a ladder. I don't know if they could carry a person.
Well, but
I don't know what they could do.
And
it's just ridiculous.
Greg, but as a firefighter, and whether it's New York or not, when you see that, how much confidence does it have, or maybe even resentment, does it bring upon the rest of the folks? I mean, this,
no, it's a joke. This it's is it's like you're hiring a midget to be on your basketball team
because it's stylish.
Yeah, DEI hire, whatever. We just got over all this different stuff. You can either do the job or you can't do the job. It doesn't matter what color you are. You can either do it or you can't do it. You know plenty of professional athletes that maybe don't fit the right deal, but for somehow they have whatever it takes to do the job. If a person can show that they can do the job, whatever the job is, then they deserve a chance to prove that. If they can't and they were just hired because of whatever, that's what it's just ridiculous. Yeah, and everybody else is looking at it going, are you kidding me? The last fire chief that the city had, now they just got a different one because the other gal got demoted, and she was the husband in her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she worked her way up the chain of command. She never was in a position very long to learn how to do any of those jobs. And so it's just ridiculous. It serves no purpose other than to pat somebody on the back, and then everybody goes, hey, why even make the effort? I loved working at busy stations because none of those people would show up there because they didn't know how to work.
You know, that's true in many professions.
Yeah, they didn't want to be around. No, you didn't have to ask them to leave. They didn't want to show up. It's like, right. Man, these guys are serious about this stuff.
Yeah,
heck yeah, we are.
I may have to do something.
Yeah, they might make me work. I never picked up a piece of hose before. What is this stuff?
Yeah, no kidding. That's it. All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, you guys have a happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. All right. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here. We got that. We're running out of time. On this day in 1959, the first nuclear submarine capable of launching missiles, it was the USS George Washington. She was decommissioned in 1985. Let's see here. In 1907, on this day, a commission chaired by the president of the National League issues a report crediting Abner Doubleday with the invention of baseball. That was a fiasco, what took place there. You're going to have to read about it in details because it was a joke. The findings were, I mean, it was almost kind of a fixed situation. And part of it was based on a testimony of a guy who was later institutionalized for criminally insane, and it was pointed out many years. Well, I don't know how many. I forget how many years, but yeah, the Doubleday thing is. He was up there in Cooperstown, and matter of fact, they call it Doubleday Field, which is actually it's kind of cool, but it had nothing to do with that. In 1862, the Union's first ironclad warship, the Monitor, sinks off the coast of North Carolina in a storm. Also on this day in, let's see here, 1853, the Gadsden Purchase. The U.S. signs the first draft of the treaty to buy 30,000 square miles of territory, which is now present-day New Mexico and southern Arizona, and they bought it from Mexico and formed part of the border between Mexico and the United States. Well, that would be a, say, how did that work out? Let's see here. Now, the reason is the U.S. wanted to build a transcontinental railroad along a deep southern road, which was completed in 1883.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed, with the reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41 north of the Chelan Y was closed Sunday night from a major rock slide. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reeve Station as detours to get to and from the 41.
CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 31st and will conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. Remember to follow traffic laws, slow down, and drive sober. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry will be back next Tuesday. I've got history of the White House and also the, I won't say abuse, but the continued expansion of the powers of the presidency. So enjoy that and be careful of the weather. Watch out. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.